Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. As always, if you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. We have a lot of guests that's going to be on the show tonight, and I'm excited about talking to each of them. This show is part one of two shows with the author and the co-authors of Lessons from My Grandmother's Lap. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to read some of the key points of their bios, and then I'm going to bring them on. I know I'm not going to do it justice because these ladies all wear many hats and they contribute so much to the community and reaching other people. But like I said, for the sake of time, I'm just going to try to read the key points. And if there's something that they would want to add, they can add when they come on. I'm going to start with Regina Sunshine Robinson is a motivational speaker, talk show host, empowerment coach, and corporate trainer who wants to get you into a powerful Regina Sunshine state of mind. Over the past 10 years, Regina has shared her message of self-love, positivity, and empowerment to scores of groups and hundreds of people across the country over several platforms. Organizations from Upstate Carolina Chamber of Commerce to Destiny's Daughters of Promise have embraced Regina's lovingly direct and energetic funny presentations that leave audiences craving more. Regina enjoys sharing her gifts of motivation and purposeful mission through her speaking, radio show, and outreach work. She co-founded Empowerment Women Accountable to Each Other, EWAIT, with her sister Pamela Stanley to empower and encourage women to be all they were created to be in order to fulfill God's perfect plan for their lives. Its slogan is fittingly, "We'll help you get your sassy back." Regina is also the CEO of Fiercely Sassy, LLC. She is an Aggie to her bones. Regina obtained a Bachelor's of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from North Carolina A&T University. She is the proud mother of mixed martial arts champion Gabe Robinson. LaTanya Bolton has been a high school science and mathematics educator for the past 17 years in North Carolina and Georgia. She has also served as a youth pastor and community advocate in Harlem, New York. She and her husband, Arthur, manage Bold Minds, a nonprofit organization that they created, which introduces inner city youth to STEM experiences, outdoor activities, peer group leadership opportunities, and personal exploration of a career, hobby, and special interests. LaTanya now lives in Atlanta with her husband, her adorable dog. She has two beautiful adult daughters, Natasha and Kayla, who reside in Iowa and California. I hope I pronounced her name right. If not, then please correct me when I bring her on the air. Isna is first and foremost a child of the Most High, a proud mother of three beautiful C's, author, multi-talented artist, and veteran of the USAF, and an entrepreneur. She is a third-time published author, poet, spoken word and visual artist, designer, and motivational activist. She has modeled for Proline, Revlon, Cross Colors Clothing Line, and was selected as BET's Poster Girl in 1991. She was crowned Miss African Times Los Angeles in 1992. After losing her mother in 1992 in MVA, in which she was the passenger, she was later diagnosed with PTSD and suffered with survivor's guilt and other health issues. She made it her sole mission to trade her runway modeling to role modeling, turning her shame to helping herself first, then helping others as a result of her pain. She knows her life was spared to share. She, in 2016, opened for Dr. Johnson twice and for David Banner twice in 2017. She has come to learn we are born on, with, and for purpose. She believes it is our mandate to find the blessings in our lessons. Dr. Marquita S. Blaze is a trainer, consultant, speaker, and she is the founder of the Mediocre Teacher Project. Dr. Marquita Blaze is a former high school teacher with 16 years of classroom experience and is also the founder of the Mediocre Teacher Project, which helps other teachers to avoid the battle, avoid and battle through burnout by incorporating their unique gifts and talents into their daily practices. Dr. Blaze served as a STEM educator teaching high school biology, chemistry, physics, and several other science electives. Dr. Blaze earned a bachelor's of interdisciplinary studies in broad field science from Georgia State University, a master of science in technology and professional communication from Southern Polytechnic State University, and a doctor of education in instructional leadership from Nova Southeastern University. Okay. Dr. Blaze is currently a full-time independent educating consultant. Her consultant firm offers prescriptive solutions to learning institutions and individuals by offering professional development programs, curriculum assessment development, and conference development and programming services. Calista Partlow is the creator of Finding My 50-plus life. She suddenly found herself single, children grown, and wondering what happened. Last August, after much prayer, she made a bold step to resign from her job as a case manager for an upstate community action agency, packed up as many belongings that could fit in her car, and moved from Greenville, South Carolina, to Atlanta. Clarissa is the mother of two adult sons, Christopher and Kayvon, and has one daughter-in-law, Amanda. She attends and serves at Excel Church Atlanta under the leadership of Pastor Mike Darnell. She enjoys kingdom teaching, writing, and spending time with her grandchildren. She is looking forward to the journey of finding her 50-plus life. I told you all I had a lot of guests tonight, so I'm trying to pick out the key points. Last but not least, Dr. Audrey Ann Moses is a certified Christian life coach and motivational wellness counselor. She is involved in several community-based programs focusing on personal and professional behavior. Dr. Moses has written several books and articles on personal growth and mentoring. She taught psychology for Piedmont Technical College in Greenwood, South Carolina, and Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. Audrey Ann and husband Leonard currently live in a quaint rural community in Hodges, South Carolina. They have four adult children, 10 great-grandchildren, and one great-grandson, which she feels qualifies her to write stories of Christian family love and devotion to each other and to God. All right, I see that all of my guests are on here, so I'm going to bring everybody on. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Is everybody on? Is everybody on?
I don't know.
Okay, to whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Clarissa.
Hi, Clarissa. I'm waiting. I clicked everybody's mic. Hello? I clicked everybody's mic, and I'm waiting for everybody to come on.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and get started. I'm waiting for everybody to, I'm waiting for their mics to come on.
Maybe,
you know what, that's the thing with technology.
I know.
The thing with technology is it works, and then sometimes it doesn't work. And I'm really hoping that it works tonight because we do have a lot of guests that's on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
If everybody can hear me, if you guys would try hanging up and then calling back in. Hello? I see somebody else popped on.
Michelle, this is Regina Sunshine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was waiting for everybody else to pop on. I clicked their mics on, but I'm not getting everybody in. Let's see. Let me see if everybody's... Is everybody in now? I know Miss Clarissa is on. I know you're on, Regina. Is everybody else on? Oh, I don't know if this is, it must be just technology, but we're going to go ahead and get started because for sake of time, and we have so many guests. I was going to start with you to begin with, Regina. I'm going to start with you because you are the author of Lessons from My Grandmother's Lap. And I wanted to start with you with, because I know as soon as Dr. Blaze gets on, she had somewhere else, she had another engagement that she had to be at. So I was going to go to her next. But I wanted you to tell the listeners how did the idea of this wonderful book came about? What made you want to write this book and get all these wonderful ladies to be co-authors with you? Regina?
Oh, no.
Is it still you, Clarissa?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, I don't know what is going on.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea. Let's. I'm just want to say I apologize. Hello? Hello, is everyone on? Miss Clarissa, it looks like it's just me and you.
Hello?
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 Yes. Is this Miss Clarissa?
Hey, this is Latanya Bolden.
This is who?
Latanya Bolden.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know what is going on. It must be just technology. I'm trying to get everybody on, and some of the mics are coming on and some are not, so I don't know what's going on. It must be just technology. Who do I have on the line? I know Miss Latanya's on. Is Miss Clarissa still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. Is Regina still here?
Nope.
Oh, well, who is this? I heard a male voice. Who is this? Okay, not sure who that is. Is Regina back on the line? Dr. Audrey Ann Moses, are you there? Okay, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to talk to you two. Okay, I'm going to run.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and pop.
Okay.
Go ahead and start with the question with you all because I don't know what's going on with this technology.
Okay.
The first question that I was going to pose to you all after I got through talking to Regina was going to be for each of you. Was going to be, we'll go into more detail about the about that, but what was it about your grandmother that shaped, how strong was the role that your grandmother played in your life, and how did it shape how you live your life today? And we'll start with you, Miss Clarissa.
Okay. My grandmother was, I put in the book that she was no nonsense. She was pretty strict, and she wasn't the sole person who brought me up, but my mother and I we live with her. So basically, what you had to behave in the house like you would behave outside. Her thing was if you did it at home, you would do it out in public. So most of the time, you know how people say you're one way in the house and you're another way outside.
Yes.
And not saying that I'm, you know, going to be perfect inside, but it taught me how to behave once I was out. One of the things she also, and we, still to this day, you know, her thing is you're known by the company that you keep. So, I didn't understand it at that time because, you know, of course you're young, you want to go to this place and that place, but she held to that. You did not associate with any and everybody. And so today, I am very mindful of who I associate with. I try to be, anyway. I think in some ways it did, it kind of kept you out of some circles because you may think that you have these preconceived notions of what it may be. And not that it's a bad thing, but I think with being mindful of that, some places that may be okay to be at, I've kind of held back. And it probably is why usually when I get around a lot of people, I'm kind of quiet because I'm not sure who I'm around, have to wait to get to know you. But I did with my sons. That was one of the things as they were growing up that I was, when they would go to school, I'm like, all right, if this person is doing that, you need to go to another side of the class. You don't need to be around, you know, anyone that is getting in trouble all of the time. So
absolutely.
I did with that, try to, you know, I passed that down to them. And so that was one of the biggest things about her. I was lucky that she was always home. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of leeway as far as, you know, to get into a lot of trouble. And so I think that helped a lot, just having that person that you knew was always going to be home.
Be there, exactly.
It made a huge difference.
What about you, Latonya? You still on the air?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how strong of a role did your grandmother play in your life, and how did how does that shape how you live your life today?
Well, my experience was very similar to Clarissa as far as my grandmother and personality type. She was very, very stern. And was just very no nonsense, and you know, really she didn't play. That's just basically, you know, what goes down with her. But because my mother was a single parent and she worked three jobs, I was with my grandmother a lot. So my grandmother, you know, really helped, you know, really raised me, and you know, took me to church. I was with her majority.
Hello?
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. So I was with her a lot, and so, you know, of course, my grandmother was very faith-filled woman, very spiritual woman, a prayer warrior. I remember my grandmother praying for hours on end for the family, for people in the community, for her church, for her pastor. So all of those things were ingrained in me, just the power of prayer, the power of family, the love of family, being committed to things, letting your yes be your yes and your no be your no, and to follow through with things because she was very, very consistent. So I'm just thankful because as a teacher, I see a lot of, you know, students that I have now and families and things that they're in and seeing adults that are in charge of them and they're in charge of their care being not very consistent. So I'm just thankful that I was raised with someone who was extremely consistent and who taught me that kind of consistency. So for me, my grandmother was, she was a hero. She was a superhero to me. because, you know, and even though, like I said, she was stern, she was strict, and she would get on me and all this kind of stuff, but I was very, now, of course, very thankful for that, and I wouldn't be who I am today without that. And a lot of people, even in our community, you know, can attest to that.
That's wonderful. I know Dr. Audrey Ann, are you on the air? Dr. Audrienne? You all, I don't know what is going on tonight. And for the listeners, I do apologize. I'm having some technical difficulties, and I don't understand what it is. It has never done this before. I'm trying to get the other ladies on the line, but for some reason it's not allowing me to get them on the line. So we're going to continue the discussion while I work this out while we're on the line. Is that all right?
That's fine. That's great.
Okay, we're going to continue the discussion while I'm on the line with we're going to continue the discussion. The next question I was going to ask you all was going to be, with all the wisdom that you got from your grandmothers, with all the wisdom that you obtained from them, how did you pick just one thing? How did you narrow down what you wanted to put in the book? I'm going to start with you, LaTanya.
Well, for me, because, you know, my experiences with my grandmother were so rich, I couldn't, you know, just narrow it down to one thing. So in my chapter, I do, I could do it. So but my chapter is called Proverbs of Grandma Lena. So I took some, like, you know, sayings of hers and lessons that she taught me. And so I just combined that, you know, put that together in the chapter because I couldn't just confide it to one scene because it was just so many things. And so I just, you know, I just couldn't narrow that down. But what I just put together things, because, you know, because the proverb just is a wise teaching or saying out of something that is very simple, but it's something that's profound. So
yes.
My grandmother, what she did was that even in those simple things, as far as just being kind to everyone that you meet, in things like such as preparing your clothes the night before you have to go somewhere, like just things like that that have actually helped to guide my life, just being prepared and like I said, honoring agreements, honoring your word, different things like that have carried me, you know, throughout life. So because, you know, my grandmother was not a very outspoken person. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't a talker. As she said, I'm not a talker. I ain't gonna, you know, I don't do all that. But she, but in her example and in her life, she showed me so many things, so many examples, and just so many nuggets that I just couldn't nail it down. I just couldn't narrow it down to one. So I cheated a little bit.
I was wondering, because I was like, you know what, there's so much wisdom in a grandmother, and they give out so much, and they give out these little tad bits, and for me, it's like little things that they would say, and at the time, some of it didn't make sense to me, and I'm like, I don't even know what she's talking about. And as I grew and matured, those little bits of wisdom, those little parables that she would use, I found that I've had to go back and pull from those just to make it through life situations.
Right.
But at the time,
that's right.
I didn't understand.
That's right. That's right.
At the time, it made no sense.
Right. Because my grandmother would say all the time, she would say this about, you know, I can't help you and you helping the bear. And I was like, what in the world does that mean? Like, is she talking about bears? Are we talking, what's next? Rabbits? Deer? What are we talking about here? So for me, you know, just but now, you know, now that I'm, you know, over 40, I now understand that and what that means. But at the time, you know, I just couldn't, you know, as a child, I really didn't, it didn't register to me at that time.
Okay. What about you, Clarissa? How did you narrow it down to just one thing? How did you pick that one thing? Clarissa? Miss Clarissa? You know what? Technology is something else. And it's really frustrating me tonight, LaTanya, because
oh, wow.
I'm not understanding what's going on. I see everybody's on my studio, in the studio. I see everybody that's online and everybody that's on, but they can hear me, but I can't hear them. Their mics are not coming on, and I have no idea what is going on. And so what I'm going to do is,
hello?
Hello?
This is Audrienne.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Okay, who all do I have on the line now?
This is Regina Sunshine. Can you hear me?
Yes. I finally got you know what? The buttons on my in my studio
were
stuck.
Muted. Yeah.
I unmuted them, but they wouldn't click. They wouldn't, and I guess it was my computer. It wouldn't unclick it. So I've been clicking, and then I went and got another computer, and I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, technology is a mess tonight. So I apologize for the technology tonight and for my computer being slow and not wanting to click you guys on. I do apologize. Is Dr. Blaze still on here? Okay, because I know she had somewhere to go tonight. So I started with I do apologize, ladies. I started with Miss Clarissa, and I started with LaTanya. And I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Clarissa answer this question, then I'm going to go back to you all and pose the same questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Clarissa, could you answer that last question I asked? What was it, out of all the wisdom and all the lessons that your grandmother gave you, how did you narrow it down to just one?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It was hard. I started being kind of not all over the place because, like we said, she was strict and she was. Some of the stories I was thinking, I was like, ooh, I don't think I should tell anybody those stories. But I just talked about her teaching us how to be kind and how to be, very similar to LaTanya. But and just remembering those times that I spent with her. It was so special. I often remember during the summers, just after school, coming home to her making us lunch and watching the Flintstones and laying in the floor, you know, just different things like that. And I just kind of went from what it was like when I was little. And
yeah.
Just growing up, and just how much it meant to me to have her there, and just to, you know, even though sometimes we thought she was quite mean and scary, I do appreciate, you know, there was a reason, you know,
yeah.
Why she did those things. I wanted to talk about a china cabinet that we had in the house for years. And I think I did talk about that, but you couldn't touch those things. You couldn't go in the living room. You couldn't. There was a lot of things that we just could not do. but they, you know, like say as you grow up, you see why. You know, she was trying to keep things nice, but like I said, I just went with how it felt, just to remember those days, you know, from childhood to, you know, well, to probably 15 to 16 years old. And because she, you know, like I say, she was there, and there was never a time that she was not in that house or, you know, around. And so it was kind of, it was easy. It wasn't that easy, but after
it was
I started
easy,
writing,
then it wasn't
start
easy.
Coming out.
It was easy, but then it wasn't easy. It was easy to pick one because you had a lot to choose from, but then the narrowing down, you know.
Right.
I see exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I had
yeah.
wanted to start with Regina. Regina, I'm praying that you are still on here.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. I wanted to start with you, so I'm gonna backtrack a little bit, and
yes.
I wanted to start with you and ask, what was it that made you want to do this book? What was the meaning behind the ideal of this book and incorporating these ladies with this book that you did this one? What was it that triggered the ideal of, okay, I'm going to do this book, Lessons from a Grandmother's Lap?
Okay, well, first of all, again, Michelle, thank you for having us on your show. This is a blessing and an honor. And, you know, one thing, I always knew I would write about my grandmother. Even when she was living, I knew at some point I would write an autobiography of her life. But when she passed August the 14th, 2016, I knew I wanted to do something immediately, and I wasn't ready to write the full story. And I decided, you know, I would just write a story and then allow other people that I knew to share stories about their grandmothers. And when I first put the word out, there was only one person who responded, and that was Miss Angelina Hunt, who was actually one of the 12 ladies who wrote stories alongside me. And I was a little discouraged because I thought, man, everybody should have grandmama stories, you know, that they want to share. And I kind of regrouped, went back, talked to my business coach and Lanita Mitchell Blackwell, and went back. And the second time around, the response was overwhelming. There were so many people that wanted to share. So for me, it was about, you know, sharing a part of my grandmother's life now that she was gone, but then also allowing other people to do the exact same thing. And my story was hard to write. I was quite emotional every time I tried to write it. And, in fact, I think there was only one author in the book that turned in her story after mine. There were several people who had turned in their story. The stories had been edited, and I still hadn't written mine because every time I would start to write, it was it caused me to really miss her even more than I was missing her. So yeah, so that was the premise behind the book. And my goal is, well, number one, we are going to do another book right behind this.
Wow.
We have some people who have reached out that wish they could have been a part of the first one. But just to be able to share our grandmothers and their wisdom and their lives with generations now that need it, because grandmamas today, I won't say all grandmamas, a lot of grandmas today aren't like the grandmamas you had. I couldn't touch the china cabinet either. I couldn't go in the living room either because they wanted to have nice things for when the pastor came over for Sunday dinner. I spent so many times in that house shelling peas with her and just having great conversations and sitting at her table or helping her make biscuits, which you always had to wear an apron in her kitchen when you were cooking. And just the types of things that we don't always see and hear about these days. I want the younger ones that are coming behind us to still be able to experience those stories.
And that, to me, I think is wonderful because I remember my mother had to work, and she was a single mother at the time, and I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. I was on, you know, my grandmother, you know, when she went to work, she had me on her hip, you know, because I was with her, you know, all the time. And I still remember from the way my grandmother was, and then it passed down to my mother, we weren't allowed in the living room because that was only when company came. And my mama didn't say, you know, and my grandma's like, don't touch my knickknacks. Those were the little pretty little figurines that they had on the tables and on the shelves. You couldn't touch those things, and you got popped if you did. So, you know, and it was because they wanted, you know, because they knew they had to work hard for the things that they had, and they valued what they had. And I believe that, you know, not everybody, but a lot with the younger generation now, because they hadn't had that instilled in them, they kind of have a sense of entitlement, a lot of them. They don't really value those things because a lot of them didn't have to work as hard to get those things. And they were teaching us then, value what you have. If you don't take care of your stuff, nobody else is going to take care of your stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, so I understand that. And one of the other questions that I asked the ladies, and Miss Tanya and Miss Clarissa already answered, and I'm going to let Dr. Moses answer this, and then you can answer, Regina. How strong, and I could tell, Regina, you from what you just said, that your grandmother had a very strong role in your life. Dr. Moses, how strong of a role did your grandmother play in your life, and how did that role shape how you live your life today?
Well, my grandmother, we lived in Philadelphia. Grandmother lived in South Carolina. So I only got to see her in the summertime. So can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I only got to see her in the summer. So we were always really excited. And I think I put that in my book, that we would take the train from Philadelphia to Greenwood. And, you know, we would be really excited. And you know, the grown-ups are like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why are you making all of this noise? But because I only ever had a short time with her, you know, I just tried to spend as much time under her as I was allowed to do. You know, and I agree with the others about front room. You know, down here we call it front room, you know. And, you know, you don't go in the front room for just any reason, and you don't touch things. But, you know, she, I watched her more than we talked. And yeah. Because my grandma was much of a talker. So I watched her more than we talked. And whenever she was cooking, I would watch her, whatever she was doing. And when I was little, there were wood stoves. So you had to learn how to cut wood, and you had to learn how to position it the correct way in the oven so that things would cook properly. And so I would watch her do those things. And I would listen to the stories, you know, my mom and my aunts would have about when they were little. And because of those, it helped me to have a better understanding of my grandmother. Because she didn't have, she was during an area when people worked, they didn't go to school. She had a third grade education, but you would have thought that she had a PhD, which she did have life. And
yes.
So she was able to teach us a lot because of the things that she had gone through. So, you know, the impact she had on me was that the struggle was worth it.
Yes.
You know, and whatever the struggle is, you work through it so that you can come out on the other end wherever it is that God wants you to be.
Absolutely. And I think that life experiences is one of the best teachers. Regina,
yes.
I'm going to jump back to you, and then we're going to move on to the other question. I know that your grandmother played a strong role in your life. And how much of how she was and what she taught you shaped Regina Sunshine, who she is today?
Girl, don't make me cry. so much because in my life today, the want to be excellent. She was excellent at this thing she did. She did everything with all of her heart. And she gave the best of herself to everyone at all times. And so I look at my life, and I'm not allowed to slack off. I'm not allowed to be mediocre at the things that I do. I am supposed to be excellent. And so I approach my life that way because I know that everything she did, she was excellent at. But also, I want to make her proud. I look at the things I'm doing, and I imagine that she's there now, and I hope that the things I do make her proud.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is my grandson. I have a 17-month-old, well, I guess now an 18-month-old grandson, and I look at him, and I want to be the kind of grandmother that I had. Cause I always say everyone deserves to be loved the way my grandmother loved.
Right.
And so that inspires me to want to be the most amazing grandmother I can be. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, hearing you talk about it, I can tell how emotional it is for you.
Yeah.
And it makes me teary because that love and that bond that you all had. And this question I posed to the other ladies, when we'll start with you, Regina, and then Dr. Moses, you can answer. And then we're going to move on to the next question for all of you. How did you narrow down, out of all that wisdom from your grandmother, how did you narrow it down to just one lesson that you wanted to add to this book? How did you narrow it down? Regina, you first, and then Dr. Moses.
Well, I thought about the things that I share about her when I speak. I always talk about what an amazing giver she was. And so for me, just like LaTanya, instead of sharing one specific story, I chose a topic, which was giving, and then I shared different ways that, you know, she was an example in terms of giving. And that was the only way I could not think of one single thing to share. So I was like, okay, I'll talk about her being a giver, and then I'll share multiple, many stories of how she gave. So that's how it worked out for me. And I still have stories now that I want to tell. So I guess that'll be for volumes 2, 3, 4, whatever, how many volumes of this book we do.
Yes, and listeners, y'all need to be looking out for them. Dr. Moses, that same question, how did you narrow it down to just one lesson?
Well, first, now Regina was talking about her grandkids, and I'm in the same situation now that I was growing up because I live far away from my grandchildren. So I try to keep up with them. I try to keep in touch with them because I want to be an awesome grandmother. I want them to be able to say that they had the best grandmother ever, even though we didn't live near each other. And my grandmother taught me that pick a career and be good for that. My grandmother was a baker. My story is called Mama's Sweet Bread because we called her Mama. We didn't call her grandmother. And so,
I call my grandmother. I call my grandma Mama too.
Yeah, and so she was an awesome baker. She baked the school and she baked for, you know, the other communities. And whenever she was always baking something, and she was very good at it. And people all over town, you know, wanted her to bake them. And watching that she was educated like some of the other kids' parents were school teachers or whatever. But my grandmother was better than them as far as I was concerned because she was diligent about her job and diligent about making sure that she did the best that she could do. And so I grew up with that same idea that whatever it is I do, I want to be the best that I can be at it so that I am proud of what I do and that others will be proud of what I do. So, and she wasn't a shiftless type of person. She didn't tolerate us. You know, my mom and my sister, my cousin, she didn't tolerate that. No. You know, we always had to be doing something and doing something. If we had chores, we had to do chores. So she taught us to be accountable for what we were responsible for. And that's why I chose the lessons that I did from her.
Okay. What I'm going to do now is I apologize again to the listeners for that technical issue. Hello? Everybody still here?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Just checking. I can still hear you, Dr. Moses. Okay. What I'm going to do now is I talked about why you chose how you narrowed it down. Can each of you tell us which chapter you wrote and just a little bit without giving away too much, a little bit about what that chapter is about, because we want everybody to go and get the book, so we don't want to give them too much, but just what the title of your chapter is and just a little bit about what that is. And we're going to start with you, Miss Clarissa.
Okay. Well, you know, it's sad I forgot the name of the chapter. what I did talk about was how she, like I said, she taught kindness. Some of my memories of just sitting with her, I think Dr. Moses said she wasn't a big talker, but it just being around her, watching what she did, she was a hard working woman, and when, you know, when you were at home, you had to be doing something. And I kind of shared some of the chores that she had us doing, the lessons of kindness, watching her at the end of her day, spending time with God. And she had us in there with her. And so just like to say, not to give away a lot, but it's just, you know, just that time spent with her, growing up, after school, during the summers. Like I say, she was always there. She probably went to visit her other children maybe once a year. So, yeah.
LaTanya, can you tell us the name of your chapter and just a little bit about that title? Not giving away too much, but just a little bit.
Well, the name of my chapter is Grandma Lena's Proverbs. And one thing that I always just really, you know, that sticks with me with my grandmother is, even though she did not have, you know, a formal education, I think she went through maybe the sixth or seventh grade, but she was a woman so full of wisdom. And one reason why I talked about it being a proverb is that, you know, proverbs are sayings that are full of wisdom, or lessons gleaned from wisdom that are very simple. So for me, what I got from her were things that, and she was, like, as you all stated about your grandmothers too, not a big talker, not very outspoken, not an extrovert at all. She was very much an introverted person, but she demonstrated lessons every day. So I watched her, I observed her, and that's what I included, you know, in the chapter. And these lessons that I learned from her have served me all over the world, through in different situations, throughout my whole life. So to me, it's something that I still carry with me and that I have passed on to my children and to my students that I teach and to other young women that I mentor. I pass those on, and so I hope that, you know, someone is blessed too by these nuggets.
Yes, and that's like I said earlier, before we can get the technology to work with us. Like I was saying earlier, when my grandma would say it, it didn't make sense then. Some of the stuff that she said, it was like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't even understand what that means, because she would use odd things. But as I've grown and matured, I've had to pull back from some of those things just to make it through life.
Exactly.
And it all made sense as I grew and I matured. So that's why it's important. Even with our young kids today, we say things to them and they look at us like, okay, whatever, that I don't even know what that means. But we just have to have faith that when they grow and they mature, those things that come back to their memory, and they can use those things to help them get through some of their trying times, to help them get through, they'll learn the lesson from it when they get older and mature. Dr. Moses, you told us about the name of your chapter, and is the reason you named it that chapter because of her cooking, and that's the reason you named it that. Did you? We can hear you. Is there anything else you can give us about that chapter without giving away too much? And then Regina, if you can say a little bit on that topic, on that question as well, Dr. Moses.
Well. Yes, as I said, it's called Mama's Sweetbread. And like you said, without giving away too much, you know, my grandmother was a baker. And so it really talked about my love for cooking because of watching her. And and there's one part in it that talks about not having indoor plumbing, which should be really interesting. So, but you have to get the book to read it and see what that's all about.
Okay, and Regina, just a tad bit about the chapter that you know, what you wrote in the beginning of the book.
Well, the my chapter was chapter one, and it was titled A Heart to Give. And again, I focused on the multiple ways I saw my grandmother giving. I even mentioned, you know, it seemed like she looked for ways to give to people. Like, she was looking for creative ways to do it. I just gave them something. I need to find a way to give them something else. So my book, my chapter in the book focused around that. And I wanted to say something. It's interesting as we're talking, everybody's talking about the saying. There was something my grandmother always said to me, my sisters always repeat. She would never eat at any potluck gathering because she didn't know who cooked the food.
Yes.
Be real.
That's right.
Even at the church,
right,
when they had church gatherings, if she didn't know who cooked it, I mean, she would tell my mama, get me this or this, and that would be it. But her famous quote was always, that which does not get in your stomach cannot harm you. And so we say that all the time. And it makes sense because if it don't get inside of you,
right,
it can't hurt you.
Exactly. And you know, I think we all learned that lesson because even now, I do that even now. It's like, well, who cooked that? I don't want none of that. Let me get that. I know who cooked that. I'll take a little bit of that and a little bit of that. And if it doesn't look right, if it does not look right, I'm like, nah, I don't want to try that. Let me just move to something else.
Yeah,
just move to something else. And the time, I'm not going to worry about the time right now because, you know, I had a little technical problems in the beginning, but I always set my shows for a little bit over just in case it runs over. So with that being said, the last thing I want to ask you, ladies, because I want to give you time at the end of the show, the last few minutes, I want each of you to tell the listeners what you have upcoming and, you know, things to look out for, where they can buy the book and all that good stuff, and I'm going to give each of you a chance to do that. But the last thing I wanted to say, and this is going to be, you guys can think back at something your grandmother said. Regina, you would just tell us about the wisdom about the eating and don't eat, you know, who cooked what. But I want you to think back, and if you could leave something that could encourage or motivate or inspire the listeners, if you can think back to something your grandmother said, or if you have some words of encouragement, but I want you to put it in terminology or use the words of wisdom that she would have used, what would you say to the listeners? And we'll start with you, LaTanya.
Okay, for me, I feel that one of the things that stuck with me throughout my life is when she would tell me about your yes being your yes, your no being your no. Doing that, basically she would tell me, if you're not going to do it, commit 100%, then don't do it at all. So
right,
that is something that has really, you know, that has followed me, you know, throughout my life. And also, too, as I said, as I keep reiterating how much of an introvert she was, but she also encouraged me to be a good listener. She, you know, emphasized that it's important that, you know, it's an important thing to note that we have two ears and one mouth. So she always tried to teach me to be very observant, to always observe, you know, my surroundings, observe and discern people and motives and all of that, discern, you know, relationships and things like that, to be very, very open to what God has to say about the direction that you should go in. So she always, you know, that's one thing that that I carry with me, too, is about that. It's about just being discerning and also being committed and consistent.
All right. Dr. Moses, what would you, if you could leave some encouraging words of motivation, inspiration, using, say it in a way that your grandmother would say, even if it's something that she would say or have said to you at one point in time, to encourage the listeners?
My grandmother felt that family was the most important thing, and so we all grew up knowing that it was our responsibility to take care of each other, and even if we got upset with each other, it didn't matter because family came first. And so I try to encourage people to don't give up on their family members. You know, I get really sad when I hear people talk about they don't speak to their family members and they don't do things together. And, you know, that's a sad commentary because when it all boils down to the bottom, all you have is your family.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother always made us remember that our family was more important than anything else.
Yes, and that is important. And a lot of times we get so busy with life and we get so busy being busy that we forget what's important, and family is important. And you
right.
know, I found for myself that I've had to pull back from some things and slow down because I'm realizing that my son is going to be out of the house in 2 years, and you know, I just even if we sit in the house and we're not even saying anything to each other, not mad, but just
yeah.
not even having a conversation, just being with him means so much to me because in 2 years he's going to be an adult. And, you know,
yes.
so family is important. And being in, for me, it's like being in ministry, and it's something that John Gray said, we marry the church and we date our families. And
exactly.
a lot of times we do spend a lot
opposite.
Of time in church
uh-huh.
with, you know, with ministry
mm-hmm.
and different things, and being a minister, an elder myself, I church, and I've had to pull back some, not pulling back from God, but realizing what's important. If my son has a game, I want to be at every game. You know, if
right.
you know, if he has something going on, I want to make sure that my face is there, that he sees my face. So you're absolutely right. That's really important. Family is important because
right.
at the end of the day,
right,
our family is our family.
Right. That's all you have.
That's what you have. So, you know,
yeah.
Doctor, I just went off on a side note on that. Excuse me. I do that sometimes. we're going to go to Ms. Clarissa and then Regina, that same question. Not question, really, but if you can leave some words of encouragement, something that your grandmother said to you or just using some of her terminology or wisdom to pass on to the listeners. Ms. Clarissa?
Okay. Like I had said earlier, one of the bigger ones was, you're known by the company that you keep. She felt that, and she did say, people will drag you down. And it's quicker to drag you down than you to pull them up. And so, but you still hear that today, but not in the same ways. In church, they will say, you'll never go higher than the circle that you're in or those around
yeah.
you. So she was, I mean, that right, even though she was saying it a different way, it's the same thing. I mean,
exactly.
Depending on who you're around, it will determine how far you will go. And so I am, especially now that I've relocated, I'm trying to make sure that I am putting myself around the right people so that I can continue to grow. And like, I'm working with young people now, and I try to tell them the same thing when they get off in their little, you know, they feed off of one another. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, okay, you might want to focus on this area instead of, you know, doing that because you're doing real well right now, so you don't want to lose that. So that is something that, yeah, that I have continued to follow from her saying that forever. You know, she said it, like I said then, I didn't understand it. I just felt she was keeping me from my friends, but
yes.
I appreciate that now, so.
Yeah, it comes with maturity and growing up. And I say it a little bit different, but I tell my son, I say, show me who you're hanging around, and I'll show you who you try. I'll tell you who you're trying to be.
Exactly.
Because the people that you around,
right.
you know, they you either gonna pull them or they're gonna pull you. And if you're not strong
exactly.
enough in your mindset, they're gonna start pulling you. So I say that
they're
to him all the time, and it's the same thing. I just use
right.
different terminology and say, you know, show me who you're hanging around, and I'll tell you who you're trying to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
just to let
exactly.
them know that you're not being your individual self. You know,
yeah.
so, Regina, same thing.
Well, you know, I've been sitting here listening and thinking, and one of the biggest lessons, I guess, and things I heard her say over and over again was just to love people. Right where they were,
mm-hmm.
And I say
yeah.
that all the time. The love she gave was so unconditional and so real and tangible. I've even heard my uncle's wives, I'll say that, talk about how they would be with their friends and they would have all these negative mother-in-law stories. That none of them had those stories. They said because she loved them like they were her daughters. And that's just who she was. She loved, I mean, if you knew her, she loved you. And if she met you once, she loved you like she had known you her whole life. And that thing, if we can learn to love people that way, and she saw every person that she met as an extension of her family, a part of God's family, so she loved everybody that way. And I remember, and I have to tell this story, I remember us being at a family gathering, and someone showed up with one of my sisters that was living just a horrible life, just doing all kinds of things that people didn't approve of. And someone made the comment that maybe they shouldn't invite them inside to, you know, in my grandmother's house, and they thought it would be disrespectful. And my grandmama looked at them and she said, how can I claim to be a child of God and a servant of God and not show love to all people?
Wow.
I will never forget that. And this person walked in the house, and she walked in. My grandma said, hey, baby, come here, give me a hug. And everybody was just like, wow, because I'm looking at this situation, and I'm thinking, how do we not all recognize that maybe that's what this person needed in their life, somebody to love them unconditionally, and that would be the change
exactly.
in their life. I will never forget that. I will never forget that.
Yeah,
and that's a powerful lesson, because a lot of people today, and what you said when you first started that was love them where they are.
Yep.
We don't have time to worry about what they're wearing, how they smell, what they've done in the past, even if they just got through doing it a few minutes ago. Love them where they are, because they may not have gotten that love, and when they see that love, that may be all they need.
Yep.
To see that somebody loves me enough, they're not looking at what I did. They're not looking at how I'm dressed. They're not looking at where I come from. They just love me as a person. And a lot of times just showing that little bit of love can get somebody to turn around or even make them stop and think, okay, maybe I need to change this, without even saying it, just showing them compassion and that agape love.
Yes.
And that is just powerful, loving them where they are.
And I want to add this real quick. It was interesting. All my life, I thought I was my grandmother's favorite. And everybody was talking, and everybody thought they were her favorite. And it was, I was really like, wait, no. It was, but everybody had the same feeling. We all thought that she had set us each apart to make us feel like we were the most special human being in the world. And I was like, wow. It really took my respect and love for her to a new level for all of us.
Yeah.
And have the exact same feeling. That's beautiful.
That is. It is that somebody can love everybody, and everybody, like you said, feel like they're her favorite.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a special person to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It takes a special person, and you can tell by just by the way you talk about her, she was filled with just love.
Oh
yeah.
Just love. Before we end, I wanted to give each of you an opportunity to tell what's upcoming for you all, where the listeners can follow you, and you know, what's the next thing for you, and you know, and Regina, you can tell them where they can purchase the book, or you know. So we're going to start with Miss Clarissa. You go first, and then Miss Latanya, Dr. Moses, and then we'll end with Regina.
Okay. I continue to write, to post blogs on my website, which is www.findingmy50pluslife.com. So I continue to blog. I am also writing for Bo Plus Magazine now. So I'm one of the contributing writers, and I'm also in another joint a collaboration with Brandy Hunt for a book, Woman Heal Thyself, which I'm not sure when the release date is for that at this time, but those are the things that I have going on right now.
Wow. Okay, Miss Latanya.
Well, currently I am still science teacher, science educator. And I am working now as a science or STEM coordinator with Lab Atlanta. My husband and I are also running our nonprofit, which is called Bold Minds, and it is an organization designed to give students, children in the South and West Atlanta metro area STEM experiences as well as outdoor learning experiences. So basically taking them out of the metro area and putting them into other kinds of environments. So and mentoring them as well. So I'm working on that. I am in the last leg in my doctoral studies, and so I'm doing that as well. I'm also a student.
Congratulations.
So I'm doing that as well. And then I'm active, of course, on social media as Latonya S. Bolden. And we, as I said, we have the organization, a nonprofit called Bold Minds with a Z. So we've been just very actively working in our community to try to make an impressionable or a great impression on students and kids and giving them just new opportunities and new options and new avenues and just opening their minds up to just new experiences.
Okay, Dr. Moses?
I'm still doing Christian life coaching, and my website is Transition Life Coach for the number 4 and the letter U.com. And I've written my book last year, Saved by Grace, was very successful. I was happy about that, my first one. And now I have 2 new books, Uninvited Memories and The Swing, which came out in February, or on Amazon. You just put in Audrianne Moses, the books will come up, including Grandmother's Lap. And I'm currently working on 3 more books that will come out next year sometime, and doing counseling and group workshops. So that's what I'm doing, and traveling.
Yes, wow. I see. I noticed that you be traveling all over the place.
There is no moss on my feet.
Regina, can you tell what's upcoming and some of the newest things that are happening with Regina Sunshine Robinson and about the book and where they can find it?
All right. Well, I've been working in education for a while now, but as of June 30th of this month, I'll be retiring, and I'll be full-time in Regina Sunshine Global Network, which is the newest of 3 companies started by me and my sister, Pamela Stanley. And with Regina Sunshine Global Network, it's all about media, a message, and a mission. In terms of media, we do broadcast the Regina Sunshine Show there every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're bringing on other shows as well. In terms of a message, we're trying to make sure we put out a positive message to the world about living their best lives, not just that, but loving our community and giving back. And the third part is the mission. We're out on a mission to really change the lives of those that we encounter on a daily basis. So, you know, I'm an author, motivational speaker, and an empowerment coach. And so all of those things I will continue to house out at my office now as a part of Regina Sunshine Global Network. And so, Michelle, I do want to thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
I think I can understand this through my tears. every time I talk about this book, I get emotional. I want to thank the other authors that are on the line with me, just phenomenal women that have taken the time to share part of what's made them phenomenal, which is the lessons their grandmothers poured into them. In terms of our listeners getting the book, if you are connected on Facebook with any of our authors, I know the ones we have on the phone tonight, Ms. Clarissa Partlow, Ms. Latonya Bolden, and Dr. Audrianne Moses, connect with those ladies and buy the book directly from them. And if you don't know any of them, you can always go to Amazon.com and get the book, Lessons from My Grandmother's Lap. But it's my hope that you will buy it from the author that you know. And if you don't know them and you can just find them on Facebook and connect with them, I'm sure they will get a book to you. That's it.
Thank you, ladies, so much. Just like I said, this is part 1 of part 2. Regina, you'll be back on with me next week along with the other the other co-authors. I think the only person that was unable to make it was Shakita Maxey, and she was out of town. Dr. Blaze did let me know that she was scheduled to be on the show. She was going to be on for a few minutes, but she's going to come on next week. So that worked out perfect, and that way she can be on as well and answer some of the questions. I thank you, ladies. Thank you, Dr. Moses. Thank you, Clarissa.
Thank you,
LaTanya.
Thank you,
Regina, for taking out your time and sharing with us and sharing with the listeners of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show the wisdom that was passed down to you from your grandmothers. And to the listeners, once again, I do apologize about the technical problems I was having in the beginning. Computers freeze up sometime, and, you know, that's just technology. But you know what? To God be the glory, because we got the show done anyway, and it was wonderful. Join me next week for the second part of Grandmom's Wisdom, and we'll have the other authors, the author and the other co-authors of this great book, Lessons from My Grandmother's Lap. So join me next week beginning at 6:30 for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I thank you all for being devoted Michelle G listeners. Thank you for following me on Facebook under Michelle G, Michelle Gerald. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in every week. I will talk to you next week. And you guys, as I always say, good night and be blessed.
Good night.
Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.